Episode 752, Peace Be With You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having an extraordinary start to your week. I hope you woke up just raring to go. And maybe you haven't, but you know what? We are going to get your blood pumping in the right direction. And if your life is feeling a little bit chaotic, because I know, guess what? Today is the last day of January. It's January 31st. Oh my goodness. Have you just totally, you know, made some major indentations in your goals? Have you began to tweak those habits that you so wanted to? Or maybe you're saying, oh, Christiane, whoa, whoa, whoa. Have you seen my life? It's nothing but chaos. And all you can do is barely breathe. Well, today, peace be with you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this family. I am giving you hugs and love from across the airways. I'm so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you're going to want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple in every day. It would be nice if our life was simple, where we just had this calm, tranquil, everything put together life. But as life gets crazy, peace be with you. The peace that surpasses all understanding. It would be nice to think that your day is going to be filled with peace and tranquility, all calmness, and that no catastrophes are going to happen, the chaos. Well, the kids are going to be absolutely perfect, right? Wouldn't that be nice? You and your husband are just going to have conversations that are just loving and so uplifting, and you're just building your marriage, and you're like, wait a minute, is that living in some like weird fantasy where I've got roses and rainbows and butterflies and everything's perfect? Because if we lived in this perfect world, eventually we would begin to see that that's kind of the norm. And we wouldn't be able to understand that we learn best through pain and suffering, even though we don't want to feel it. We don't want to go through the struggles and the troubles of life. But that's where we learn of the peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, we are not guaranteed easy days, are we? In fact, last week, I received a text that my husband was in an accident. Now, thank goodness, it was a text from him. So therefore, when I was actually at my computer and I was working on an episode, and in actuality, I had a technology catastrophe there. And so I was about ready to throw my computer out the window. So there was no peace about me whatsoever. I was already a little bit hot to trot. Even my kids heard kind of like this squeal scream coming from my office, and they knew something drastic had happened. And then in that moment, when I just tried to breathe it all in, like, okay, Lord, we've had these problems today. I've been up against the world. For some reason, the enemy is attacking me. I need you to take it. The text comes to me. And I felt like, really? I stopped breathing for a moment. And all of a sudden, I heard a call within my heart, peace be with you. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. See, that's what Jesus said. Peace be with you. And I was kind of a little bit, taken back, surprised, going like, okay, well, I just got the text that my husband's in an accident. And immediately I texted back, is everyone okay? Because that was my utmost concern. Number one is, you know, where are you? Do I need to get to you? But if I need to get someone to you or to someone else, I need to know. You see, the last accident that I can remember with a man who I loved dearly was my father. And he was driving. Now, he suffered a massive heart attack. But peace? Do you think that this text gave me anything but peace? No. But God said, peace be with you. I have already overcome the world. You have peace not because you don't have problems. It's because the problems don't have you. Are your problems in your life, your chaos, are they gripping you so tight? Are they strangling you to the point where you can't even breathe? Peace be with you. I wasn't going to let the accident, the problem of my life, disrupt what God was in control of. Peace be with you. And peace isn't that tranquility where everything's calm and quiet. Wouldn't that be nice? I wouldn't know what to do. With five children, kitty cats, a puppy dog who's, you know, he may be a puppy. He's only 3 years old, but he is a big puppy dog. And there's nothing quiet about that dog. It's a party every day. So my peace in my household has nothing to do with being tranquil and quiet where no noise is heard. It's not a well-organized, systematic home that runs like a well-oiled machine. It's the spilt milk, the past due on bills, the chaos that fills your day with stumbles and troubles. However, God is in control. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. When we're trying to kind of obtain the peace of how the world presents it, we're not going to get it. You're wanting that well-ordered household? It's not going to happen. You want that perfect marriage where there's no arguments and no disagreements? It's not going to happen. Peace be with you. You don't have to walk in your day feeling compelled to carry the weight of the world. Let God carry your problems. Let God bear your pain. Let God give you peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Christ says that to you. Peace be with you. He's got it. The problem is, do you believe it? I understand life gets more than crazy. Things happen. Things become out of order. They become twisted. And then on top of that, you look on and you get onto social media, and then it just like your mind begins playing tricks on you, and it takes you down these rabbit holes that you really don't want to go. And you're like, well, if I could just turn it all off, if I could just turn it all off. Maybe it's not about turning it all off. Maybe it's about what you're turning on and whom you're giving attention to. Peace be with you. What we need to hear is it's going to be okay. You're going to be all right. I promise you that, because God promises that. Now, that doesn't mean that he promises it the way that you see it, or the way that you've dreamt it, or the way you put it on your vision board. It's the way God has designed your life. So that we need to understand. But it's going to be all right. There's no reason to stew over what God has control over. God majors in the minors. He's here to love you, to guide you, and to protect you. You can walk by faith knowing that God's got you. That should be enough. The God of peace be with you. As you go forth today, as your life begins maybe to unravel, as you go and have problems that present themselves, take a deep breath. And simply, in a matter of 2 seconds, just say to yourself, peace be with you. Because God's got you. I love you so very much. Have an incredible day. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.